back to the Todd Brodelkamp Show right here on KGYM.
Wow. It's kind of intimidating to be in the presence of so many great athletes.
Well, I don't know about that, but we are in the presence of many great listeners tonight. It's the KGYM Road Trip driven by Linder Tire, coming to you from Mulligan's Pub on Old Marion Road in Cedar Rapids. And we got almost a full house right now. It's almost as full as the KGYM bus trip to Wrigley Field next Saturday is going to be. We've got the final two spots on the line tonight. Buddy Lee going around the bar right now, getting people signed up and registered. You do need to be present in order to win the two spots on the bus. That's all that we ask of you. So if you're here right now at 5 o'clock, stick around with us for a couple hours and, you know, maybe space out those cold brews or something with a nice cold water or two. Maybe grab something to put in your stomach in the meantime. But 7 o'clock tonight, somebody is going to win the final two spots on the KGYM bus trip to Wrigley Field. Looking forward to making that trip. I thought maybe we would see Mark Emmert from the Des Moines Register up here trying to weasel his way on to the bus trip, but that's not the case. We saw him during the road trips in Iowa City a lot, but we've got one of Mark's co-workers on the line with us right now. We've been talking about Brian Ferentz's interview on KXNO and the Hawk Central radio show last night for the better part of 20 minutes or so. Chad Lystico of the Des Moines Register joining us. And Chad, you know, you make me a little nervous here when you other writers start dipping your toes into the radio waters and realize that it's pretty easy money. But you guys have a knack for getting interesting comments out of Brian Ferentz. So it's almost like he felt like he couldn't get out of that interview last night without saying something interesting.
Yeah, we were actually winding down, and he kind of just kind of stopped things and kind of went into the, I mean, it wasn't anything major, I don't think, but just it was just kind of funny, and I found it kind of amusing. If you played the audio, I'm sure your listeners know what we're talking about, just poking fun at some Ohio State media. I wouldn't put them on the level of Nebraska media as far as entrenched into their team, but they definitely have a lot of media. They cover that team in a bubble.
So he takes a swipe at the Ohio State media. Last year, he took a swipe at the recruiting tactics of Iowa State and Nebraska and Minnesota. Does he kind of revel in this new role, being that type of guy that you see all the time in college football, whether it's Brett Bielema or some of these other coaches around the country? He's kind of seems to be settling into that role as Iowa's rabble-rouser.
Yeah, you know, I think he's gaining some confidence as an assistant coach. And I think one thing that I found interesting when I, you know, went back and reviewed his comments from a year ago about those programs, and he also took a pretty significant swipe at Nebraska last year about not having an NFL pipeline that they claim to have. And Iowa went 3-0 against those teams that he sort of, you know, poked a little bit last year, Iowa State, Minnesota, Nebraska. And obviously, coming off the Ohio State win, I'm sure he was a little bit miffed that the writer that was in Kinnick Stadium didn't put Nate Stanley among his top eight quarterbacks in the Big Ten.
Is it safe to say at this point, since he continues to be out there and in public and making these statements, that whether or not the head coach of the program approves or not, that this is sort of going on with a wink and a nod that Kirk is okay with all of this?
Well, I think I would say knowing Kirk a little bit like I do and Brian and Mary even, I don't think it's necessarily Kirk's favorite thing in the world, but I think they also are wanting him to be himself. And this is, he's just got a little bit different streak. And I think a lot of Iowa fans really like it. I think there's a place for it. I don't think everything has to be, you know, totally buttoned up and to the vest and stuff like that. So I think that isn't, I don't know. I look at it as kind of a nice, refreshing outlook. And it's not like he took a swipe at, you know, a player. He's never done that. He's never taken swipes at, you know, other teams' players or really even programs. It's more just practices of what teams are doing. Like with the Nebraska thing last year, it was more that they, Mike Riley's staff was touting putting someone in the NFL when they had just been there 2 years and didn't really develop the players. Stuff like that. I think that's the stuff that gets under his skin, which is kind of – and that's a way for them to sell the Iowa stability, you know. And look at all those programs we've talked about. I think that that's part of what he's doing too, which good for him. I'm sure recruits get wind of it.
Now, he also mentioned that he will be coaching next year from the sidelines. He spent the entire first year up in the booth. Can you give you an idea as to what advantages or why he's more comfortable down on the sidelines as opposed to up top?
Yeah, I think the bowl game for Iowa, bowl games anymore, unless you're in the biggies, are getting more and more viewed as exhibitions, not as important as they used to be. And so I think that the Yankee Stadium situation, plus the fact that it was, not for a Big Ten championship, not for a college football playoff spot, allowed him to kind of experiment by going on the field. And I think he liked it. And I think he always knew that he wanted, my read on it is that he always kind of wanted to be down there. But as a first-year offensive coordinator, I think he probably felt a little overwhelmed and maybe thought the more communication upstairs, the better, and eyesight and understanding of what's going on. But I think once he had that one experience down below, he felt like he was a better coach. So it sounds like that it is going to be the way he does it in 2018. So it's always a popular topic.
That's going to bump somebody else back up into the booth, right? Who's going to wind up coaching from upstairs, did he say?
Yeah, we did ask him that last night, and they hadn't made a decision yet. My guess would be it would be Ken O'Keefe, just be my hunch, but maybe not. It could be another offensive coach that they trust. Obviously, Ken's been up there, been a coordinator. Now, Ken called plays from the sidelines, too, if you recall. So Greg Davis was kind of the one that did it from upstairs. So we'll see. But yeah, he did say they would have some offensive coach upstairs.
Chad Lystico with us from the Des Moines Register. Read his stuff online at hawkcentral.com. You can even throw Mark Emmert a little love if you want to. But we like Chad. He's on the air with us right now. And one of the things that I noticed almost right away last night was the mention that Drew Cook has ballooned into Iowa's biggest tight end. Is this going to be the start of the Drew Cook hype train this summer? Is he going to be one of the players that fans, especially online, tend to gravitate to?
Well, he's certainly, in Iowa City area, that's a name that everyone knows, of course. And obviously with his father's reputation, I mean, I think that's definitely a guy that just Hawkeye fans everywhere have an eye on and just are wondering what he can do. Brian brought him up without us asking about him. To me, it sounds like Iowa really feels pretty good about being five deep at tight end, which is a Mark Emmert dream. He would probably be the fifth guy right now. But, yeah, 6'5", 252. Brian described him on our show last night as more of a traditional tight end, so maybe not the, Noah Fant, run the fly route type of guy. But just the fact that he actually has bulked up to be the biggest guy in the room says something, especially when you've got Nate Weeding, TJ Hawkinson, others. And so, and then the other guy he mentioned, I should say, out of Cedar Rapids, Sean Beyer. He got prominent mention last night as well, up to 240 pounds, he said, after arriving at 198 at Iowa. So he's, what is that, about a 20% weight gain? So I would look for him to be kind of that third tight end this year as well, in situations where they could even throw out of that three tight end package.
Speaking of Noah Fant, it took about 9 milliseconds after the Mr. Irrelevant pick was announced in the NFL draft last week for the 2019 mock drafts to start hitting the internet. And Fant's name is coming up a lot in first-round draft talk. Of course, he would have to leave school early. We're going to be talking about this all season long, aren't we? He's going to tell us at Media Day that he's going to make that decision at the end of the season, and then we'll just spend the next three and a half months endlessly speculating, right?
Yes. Yep. You got it. No,
can't wait.
And beyond that, I would say you know, I think the mock drafts that are out there right now are very, very superficial. I mean, they're looking at the fact that he put up 11 touchdown catches last year. But I think once they look at his film, they're going to see a guy that needs to get a lot better at blocking if he's going to be a first-round NFL pick. So I think that's the part of the game that I think we'll get the most scrutiny this coming year. Because if he can do that, if he can be a really effective blocker, he's obviously got the athletic skills to be a game difference maker. So, yeah, that would be – if he's not going to be getting it done in blocking, though, I bet he's going to go down on those draft boards, I think.
Nobody was talking about Anthony Nelson, but I looked at him as kind of in that same category mm-hmm. where we might be talking about him at the end of next season. Do you see that as well?
Yeah, that's a really good point, really good point. His name hasn't come up just because, you know, he's not really had that star season. And like I said, you know, before these guys, you know, the scouts and the pundits, and they're not going through really a ton of Anthony Nelson film right now. But I think when they do, they're going to see a pretty dominant guy. I mean, he's been Iowa's best pass rusher really the last year and a half, and he was really, really good last year. I think people forget that. I mean, just watch that Nebraska game over again. He was phenomenal. Obviously, he had the game-changing play in the Pinstripe Bowl. I think he's going to be one to watch as well. And you know, the good thing if you're Iowa and you're already thinking about those things is. Those are probably two of Iowa's deepest positions. You know, the impact might not be as horrible as it may seem.
What'd you learn at the spring scrimmage this year? I can't remember whether we've talked with you since or not, but did you take anything away from what we got to see a couple Fridays ago?
Yeah, I don't think we have.
Good.
I think probably my biggest takeaways would be actually, defensively, I think Iowa has found a middle linebacker, and that's a really good thing to come out of spring to replace Josie Jewell. I'm not saying Amani Jones is going to be that guy by any means, and I don't think there's any way he actually can be. But I think he's definitely established himself as that lead candidate at middle linebacker, which that's a good thing because he's the guy that is kind of a leader of that defense, and he's a hard hitter. For sure. I was really impressed with him and what we saw in that spring game. And especially with Aaron Menz out, obviously they're going to need kind of that stable fixture in there. And then Imani Hooker, I think that's another guy we may be watching to leave school early too if the opportunity allows, because he looks really good, and I think he could be a really special safety.
Now, Chad, we're talking about next year's draft, but let's talk about the one that we just saw. What did you think about the situations that both James Daniels and Josh Jackson went to in Chicago and Green Bay, and just a few picks apart in the second round of last week's draft?
Yeah, I think as I analyzed both of those picks, I think both of those programs kind of went with best available. I mean, I think both franchises saw guys that were slipping and also filled a need at the same time. Obviously, let's start with Jackson because I thought he would go earlier. You know, he slips down to 45, but, you know, the Packers may have gotten two of the best three cornerbacks in the draft between him and Alexander, and that I don't know how you can pass that up. And I think that you need three cornerbacks in the NFL, so I think that's a great fit for him. They're going to be loaded there. He'll play a ton, even if he doesn't start. And then James Daniels with the Bears, that's a really good, really good fit because the Bears absolutely needed a interior lineman, and he kind of slipped down the board. And I think they got a first-round value there as well, and a guy that can play both center and guard. They're going to start him at guard and leave Cody Whitehair at center, but I wouldn't be shocked if that flip-flops somewhere down the road.
Josie Jewell in a good spot in Denver, landing there in the fourth round, in your opinion?
Well, I talked to some I've got a couple really plugged-in Broncos fan friends, and I read some of the media reports out there too, and I think he's probably not going to be a starter in year one unless he really knocks their socks off. So I think you'll look for him to contribute on special teams, but the people I talked to say that inside linebacker is probably maybe the Broncos' weakest position. They do have two returning starters there, but you know, not like they're all world or anything like that. So I think if Josie, you know he can be a good contributor on special teams. Injuries happen. I'm sure he's going to get an opportunity next year. And as we saw at Iowa, once he gets his opportunity, it definitely would not surprise me if he took hold of that. And I'm sure everyone in Denver is going to really like him. He's an easy player to like.
Did it surprise you at all to see Ahmad Wagner decide to go to the SEC and join the University of Kentucky football program?
I kind of thought, like when it first happened, I thought, it seems like a no-brainer to stay at Iowa, if you really want to develop into a possible pro prospect. But the more I kind of talked to people, it sounded like he just wanted a change of scenery. If he really wanted to, I think he could, if he would have been really driven on this, I think he could have even participated in spring practice for Iowa football. I mean, they had space. But I think he was just looking elsewhere all along. Just very brief conversations with the Iowa coaches. And I mean, let's be honest, we just talked about the tight ends. Iowa's really five deep right there now, and none of them are seniors. So, he would have had an uphill climb just to get on the field here, and now he's closer to home. So really good fit, and, can't blame the guy. He's in an SEC football program, so that's pretty cool.
Chad Lystico with us from the Des Moines Register, and there is no better way to transition from football talk to basketball talk than from talking about a basketball player transitioning to football. So let's go ahead and switch over to Fran McCaffrey and the Hawkeyes really quick. What's going on with Tyler Cook and the decision on whether or not to come back and the confusion over the date? It's pretty simple, right, as to the cutoff date on when. So that to me was one of the more interesting things that happened this week as to why there would be that confusion.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it is May 30th. I triple-checked on that. May 30th for NCAA players. The June 10th or 11th that they threw out there, that's for, like, international players to withdraw. So he's got six workouts, as I'm sure you guys have discussed on your show. I think my read on it is all along Tyler probably thought he was going to go. And I think just once he gets this NBA feedback, maybe he'll be scared back into college. Maybe he's renewed, got some renewed excitement for coming back to college. But I definitely think toward the end of the basketball season, it was apparent that he was – he was thinking about this, let's put it that way. And he should. He's a really talented guy. And the fact that he got six workouts, that's really good for him. So, if one of those teams that he works out for, just one of the six, says, we'll put you on a G League team and pay you $50,000 to $70,000, that might be really tough for him to turn down. So, get to start playing pro basketball and not go to class. I could see that working out for him, just how he wants to. So, good for him. I think he's doing the right thing, and we'll see what happens. I guess we'll know on May 30th.
Before we let you go, what's your takeaway from Penn State giving Pat Chambers a four-year contract extension when he hasn't really done a whole lot there?
Oh, I hadn't seen that. Wow, that's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, they're giving him he had 1 year left on his current deal, so they tacked on four more.
Okay. Having covered basketball games there a couple of the past 3 years, he's definitely not selling a lot of tickets. I don't know whoever they hire, if they would get a ton of basketball fans over there. It's definitely a football town. And they did okay this year. I mean, they swept Iowa. I thought they had a pretty good team. They got some good young talent in there. I guess it makes sense. But, you're right. He hasn't done much, and it's not like they're not packing that place. I mean, they black out the top or back of that whole arena, like Wells Fargo Arena for hockey games. So, it's a pretty light atmosphere, I would say.
That's what we do here, Chad. We break news to the guests that we have on with us.
Yeah.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us today, and good stuff there with Brian Ferentz. And give us something to talk about in May every year with Brian on your radio, the portion of the radio program that you're involved with. That's good stuff.
Yeah, thanks, Todd. Appreciate it.
Chad Lystico of the Des Moines Register. Again, you can read his work, hawkcentral.com. That's a good gig, by the way, if you're a sports writer who also dips his toes into the radio waters and can get somebody to say something semi-interesting while they're on the radio with you, and then that blossoms into content for you on the print and internet side. Not a bad gig that Chad has going for him. And, of course, a gratuitous poke or two at our pal Mark Emmert, also of the Des Moines Register. Our poll question today, KGYMradio.com, is related to Brian Ferentz coaching from the sidelines next season. Where do you feel the best spot for a coordinator to coach from is? Is it on the sideline in the booth, or, quite frankly, up to the personal preference of whatever coach? KGYMradio.com, the place where you can register your vote. We are almost to the halfway point of the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. Stop on into Mulligan's Pub on Old Marion Road. It's currently happy hour. That means $2 tall boys until 6 o'clock, among other specials. And then after happy hour is over, it's half-price wing night here at Mulligan's. And no need to tarp off the upper deck here. As a matter of fact, there's room for you if you join us now, but we're filling up here. We got a lot of people who want to go see the Cubs and the White Sox with us next Saturday at Wrigley Field. The KGYM bus trip is officially full, but we have two spots remaining. We held two spots back to give away to somebody here with us tonight. Our pal Buddy Lee is making his way around Mulligan's. He's getting people registered. All you need to do is be here and be present with us tonight at 7 o'clock when we draw for your chance to win. And you're going to be leaving Cedar Rapids early next Saturday morning with us. I don't have the itinerary in front of me just yet, but with it being an afternoon game in Chicago, building in time for traffic and parking and all of that, we are going to be leaving early and making our way to Wrigley Field next Saturday. And we want you there with us. And the only way for you to join us now at this point, if you don't already have your tickets and your spots reserved, is for you to win them here with us tonight. So stop on in Mulligan's Pub on Old Marion Road here in Cedar Rapids. We're going to be here until 7 o'clock. Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn, the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. Hey, LinderTire.com has some great online specials for you right now. As a matter of fact, an online-only deal, $50 off a set of four brand-new hand-cooked tires. That's at LinderTire.com. Linder Tire, quality tires and service since 1932. We'll step aside and take a quick break. We come back. Kyle's going to have a big board for you. And then a special road trip edition of Would You to round out hour number two. Back after this.
Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, Iowa City's most trusted jeweler for over 70 years, presents another edition of the Cubs Report with Todd Brommelkamp.
Yu Darvish is now 0-3 on the season and looking like anything but the frontline starter the team thought it was signing this offseason. He's failed to finish five innings in four of his six starts. When he pitches into the fifth inning, his ERA in that frame is 31.5. Yes, you heard that right. The Rockies were the latest team to pound Darvish, rocking him for six runs on seven hits and four and a third innings Wednesday at Wrigley Field. If you're into silver linings, Darvish did have eight strikeouts. But the Cubs are looking for a lot more than silver linings after shelling out $126 million on a six-year deal. They're looking for the pitcher who dazzled the American League for the better part of four seasons with the Texas Rangers. Some of Darvish's problems could stem from a change in his release point. Data shows it's 3 to 4 inches lower than the previous two seasons. Is that Darvish's doing or that of new pitching coach Jim Hickey? The Cubs need to figure out an answer to that question sooner rather than later.
Sample from over 200 brews at the 14th annual Ben's Beer Fest, Saturday, May 12th. Brewmasters will be at Ben's Beverage Depot hand-pouring their own brews, and there will be live music. General admission is from 2 until 5, and tickets are $30. VIP admission is $40 and gets you in an hour early at 1 o'clock when the rare and limited beers are released.
Everybody will go home with a souvenir tasting glass.
Come to Ben's Beer Fest, Saturday, May 12th at Ben's Beverage Depot, 501 7th Avenue Southeast, downtown Cedar Rapids. Get tickets at Ben's Beer Fest.com.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
That's the most asinine marketing I've ever heard of.
Twins will be taking on the White Sox. If you're in a baseball mood tonight, we'll have it for you on 107.5 FM, the North. Jim, Jake Odorizzi. We talked about him yesterday, one of the pitchers who's thrown a no-hitter or participated in a no-hitter at Veterans Memorial Stadium. He did it in the Brewers organization with Wisconsin. He's going to be on the mound for Minnesota tonight. And Reynaldo Lopez, one of the young starters in the White Sox rotation, going for the Sox. Pittsburgh lost to Washington earlier today, 3-1. Cubs and Cardinals are off, so that's the best I can do as far as bringing you an update from the NL Central. And speaking of the Cubs and Cardinals, Alex, tomorrow series kicks off between the two rivals in St. Louis. It'll be Jose Quintana and Miles Mikolas going at one another at Busch Stadium. Pirates are going to be in Milwaukee as they'll begin a series, so a couple interesting NL Central games to keep an eye on as we are in a baseball mood. One other note, today the Braves finished off a sweep of the New York Mets. Can't imagine that that's probably sitting too well in Knoxville, Tennessee, among other locales.
I think the health of Jacob DeGrom might be sitting a little worse.
He thinks he's going to make his next start. At least that's what I heard. He's got a hyperextended elbow. He left yesterday after four innings, but it doesn't sound like it's that big of a deal. The other major baseball headline today, if you're just joining us, Ichiro Suzuki officially hanging it up as of today. He's moving upstairs with the Seattle Mariners. He's going to be an assistant to the president of the organization. Ichiro, the only player in Major League history to have 10 straight seasons of 200-plus hits. An entire decade of getting 200-plus hits without suffering a down year where you only have 198. Stop and think about that if you're a baseball fan. Lots more to come on the program. We're going to be talking Yu Darvish and his struggles as they continue on the north side of Chicago. Jesse Rogers of ESPN 1000 in Chicago is going to be with us to kick off hour number two. And then we'll turn our attention to Churchill Downs and Louisville, Kentucky at 6:35 tonight. Ed DeRosa of TwinSpires.com joins us to give his Kentucky Derby pick. Right now, let's send it back to the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Kyle has another big board update.
Iowa offensive coordinator Brian Ferentz made an appearance on KXNO last night, and he says that he's going to be coaching from the sideline next season as opposed to from the booth because he feels better closer to the action and thinks he's a better coach on the field. He also took a swipe at the Ohio State local media for what he felt was a slight to quarterback Nate Stanley, excluding him from a proposed top eight quarterbacks in the Big Ten. Ferentz said that he knows the world's not real big outside of Columbus. Former Hawkeye draftees are starting to get their numbers for their new teams. James Daniels is going to wear number 68 for the Bears, Josh Jackson number 37 for the Packers. The pairings for the 2018 MVC Mountain West Challenge were announced today. Ben Jacobson and the UNI basketball team will be on the road at Utah State on Wednesday, November 28th. Drake will be hosting Boise State on Tuesday, November 27th. And if you're curious, Loyola Chicago hosts Nevada also on that Tuesday. The Colonels got through six innings before the storm hit Cedar Rapids last night, but that is long enough to make their 5-0 victory official. Tyler Watson started and used the abbreviated game to get his first professional complete game, giving up just three hits over 5 1/3, and Gene Carlos Arias went 3-for-3 with two RBI. Bailey Ober gets the start as the Colonels go for the sweep tonight at 6:35. And then after our show, we're going to have Jake Odorizzi and the Twins taking on the White Sox in Chicago. That'll begin at 7:10, and you can hear it on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Do you find yourself tonight not able to make it to Mulligan's and saying, gee, I wish I would have known about that, and maybe we didn't do a good enough job of mentioning it on the air, or you weren't listening at the times that we were mentioning it? Well, references to the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire all over the KGYM Facebook page. Stop by, give us a like, KGYM Radio, and you'll never miss out on anything fun we're doing again. And there will be plenty of photos and all of that from the KGYM bus trip next Saturday to Wrigley Field. Again, the final two spots are on the line tonight. Somebody is going to walk away with them here at Mulligan's Pub. $2 tall boys, part of the happy hour specials going until 6 o'clock, and then half-price wings on Thursday night at Mulligan's. Looking forward to continuing the tradition of the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire several more times this summer here at Mulligan's, as well as some other stops around the corridor. Again, stay tuned to both KGYMradio.com and KGYM's Facebook page for further updates. We're going to be stepping aside now for just a few minutes. When we come back, it is a special, very special, road trip edition of Woodja. Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn, the KGYM road trip continues after this.
This Sports Beat update is brought to you by CarePro Health Services. Connect with people and answers you need for your health care needs. Visit careprohealthservices.com.
Did you work out a little too hard? Or maybe overdo it with yard work? Whatever it was, you're feeling it today.
Ooh.
So let CarePro Home Medical help. CarePro Home Medical has something to soothe that soreness, including Biofreeze, ice packs, cold therapy wraps, and pain relief devices to get you back to feeling better. Even weekend warriors need a little help sometimes. Visit CarePro Home Medical in Cedar Rapids or Coralville and connect with people and answers you need.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
Utah has a chance. I said that last Saturday on my radio show with Mel Kiper, aptly named Dari and Mel on ESPN Radio. I said Utah will make this a tough series for the Rockets. Why? Because of the way they defend. They are tough to get easy looks against. So what happened last night? Utah beat the Rockets in Houston. Big lead early, lost the lead later, then took over in the fourth quarter. Was it because of the way the Jazz defend? Maybe a little, but the Rockets team I watched last night isn't the one that should feel as though it's in trouble as I thought it would be. Because they missed more open looks than I can remember seeing Houston miss first half, fourth quarter. They had a ton of wide open threes created by the drive and dish they do so well. Other open shots in the paint, too. Nothing seemed to be falling at times. My point? While I'd like to be right about the Jazz making this a tough series for the Rockets, if the Rockets shoot anywhere near what they usually do, they're up 2-0 now. In 60 seconds, it's his world. We're just living in it.
It's that time of year again, Trey. The sweet spot in sports where baseball begins and basketball heads into the exciting home stretch to determine who will win it all.
And whether you're planning on taking your family out to watch homers or buzzer beaters, you should make sure your car has the right tires to get you there safely.
Oh, that's a great call. Goodyear knows that performance is everything, whether it's on the road or on the court or field. So when it comes to choosing tires, like Goodyear.com help you choose what's best.
Goodyear, more driven.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. If you want to buy a home, we could help you get a great mortgage that may require as little as 3% down. And we also invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives you a solid approval in as few as 8 minutes. And for 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call America's largest mortgage lender at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Results may vary.
How cool would it be to be able to say, after making the play of the night in the NBA, quote, I just happened to be up there, so I figured, why come down with it, end quote. That is sick. And that's what Jazz rookie Donovan Mitchell said after the game, a win, during which he missed a shorty, jumped up, grabbed the rebound with one hand, hanging in the air, and throwing it down between two Rockets. I just happened to be up there. Come on. That's insane. And that's winning. And that's what Toronto and Philadelphia better do tonight in the NBA playoffs. I'm most eager to see how the Raptors come back from shooting themselves in both feet in Game 1, the one-point overtime loss to the fighting LeBrons. Going to Cleveland down 0-2, that would set up another Raptor choke job. Sixers? Is it a must-win tonight in Boston? Not like it is for Toronto, but one has to wonder when self-doubt starts to creep into the minds of the Philadelphia youngsters. Let's hoop with the ESPN Radio Sports Beat. I'm Dari Noka.
The Fix Finder tool from AutoZone is a source of relief. Because when your check engine goes, our Fix Finder goes. No matter what your problem is, our Fix Finder will help you troubleshoot it. For some, it's just a loose gas cap. For others, an O2 sensor. So you can kiss that yellow light goodbye and go. It's the free Fix Finder from AutoZone. It's just one more way AutoZone helps you do more. Because doing more is what we do best. So visit any of our 5,500 AutoZone locations nationwide today. See store for details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Okay, little buddy, Mommy and Daddy are going out.
Make sure to feed yourself dinner, give yourself a bath.
And put yourself to bed by 7.
Huh?
Oh, and don't forget to give Maddie her bottle.
Parenting's no-brainer. Babysitters. Barbasol's no-brainer. Finally making razors to go along with America's favorite shaving cream. Introducing Barbasol's Ultra 6 Plus razor with 6 ultra-thin blades for a close, comfortable shave. Enter for a chance to win an MLB All-Star Game experience. Visit Barbasol.com.
Connecting with your family and friends is what La Cantina is all about. Saturday, connect on one of the most festive days of the year, Cinco de Mayo. Come in for one or more of La Cantina's specialty drinks that day. The Watermelon Margarita, Patron Añejo Old Fashioned, or the Mexi French Teeny. That's the way to celebrate Cinco de Mayo. Get festive at all three La Cantina locations on Cinco de Mayo, in the Fountains on Edgewood Road, in Marion, and in downtown Cedar Rapids.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Saturday, the Kentucky Derby is on Westwood One.
They're coming to the line, and the dream comes true. Always Dreaming has won the Kentucky Derby!
Hi, this is Mike Penna. Join me and our entire crew live from Churchill Downs to find out which horse will capture the first leg of this year's Triple Crown, the Kentucky Derby, right here.
It's the Run for the Roses, the 144th Kentucky Derby, this Saturday at 4, right here on KGYM.
There are two ways to pour motor oil. The hard way, which can get messy. Or the easy way, introducing Valvoline in the new Easy Pour bottle, featuring a redesigned easy pull tap and spout and anti-glug tube. Now, the proven protection you expect from Valvoline is even easier to pour. Faster, cleaner, proven. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Valvoline, since 1866. Now at Advance Auto Parts, buy 5 quarts of Valvoline full synthetic and a filter for $32.99. Terms and conditions may apply.
It's that time of year again, Trey, the sweet spot in sports where baseball begins and basketball heads into the exciting home stretch to determine who will win it all.
And whether you're planning on taking your family out to watch homers or buzzer beaters, you should make sure your car has the right tires to get you there safely.
Oh, that's a great call. Goodyear knows that performance is everything, whether it's on the road or on the court or field. So when it comes to choosing tires, let Goodyear.com help you choose what's best.
Goodyear, more driven.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
I'm fired, aren't I?
Oh, yes.
Welcome back in. The KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire, continuing at 541 from Mulligan's Pub on Old Marion Road in Cedar Rapids. 20 more minutes in happy hour. $2 tall boys among the many specials here. And then half-price wings tonight to stop on in. And as if that wasn't enough enticement, we've got a chance for you to take home the final two spots on the KGYM bus trip to Wrigley Field next Saturday for the Cubs and the White Sox. We've even adorned the area here behind us. We've got Cubs and White Sox jerseys and Cubs and White Sox hats on the stage, but you don't need to be a Cubs or White Sox fan to join us. Maybe you just like going to a baseball game, or maybe you just need a little bit of a vacation. We're going to give you the opportunity to go with us for free. That's a $300 value, and all we ask in return is that you're here with us tonight at 7 o'clock when we draw our hopefully happy winner. I can't imagine anybody winning a trip to Chicago with us and then being disappointed about it, maybe coming to the realization very quickly after we draw their name that they get stuck on a bus with us for 7 hours round trip. But to each their own, even if you don't like us, we'll take you along to Chicago. You can have a good time with us. Speaking of Chicago and the Cubs, Jesse Rogers of ESPN 1000 in Chicago will be with us to kick off hour number two. What's wrong with Yu Darvish, and can he be fixed? That'd be one of the questions that we ask Jesse. The 144th running of the Kentucky Derby on tap this weekend as well. Ed DeRosa from TwinSpires.com at 6:35 tonight before we announce our winner. But, Alex, it's Thursday, and even though we're on the road at Mulligan's Pub, we still got to squeeze in everybody's favorite segment.
It's now time for everyone's favorite weekly segment.
Would you rather know when you're going to die, or would you rather know how you're going to die?
But why would you even say that? For shock value?
Can you give yourself a ding?
It's as simple as a yes or no.
Of course you would. Who wouldn't?
Would you?
All right, we're going to send things back to the KGYM studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Kyle Mann, our producer, has this week's Would You's, changing things up here. Again, a special road trip edition of Would You. What do you got on tap for us, Kyle?
We're going to start. I think you're going to be pleased with this one. You'll have some fun. My first question for you guys is, which one player in the major leagues would you pick to improve the Cubs right now?
All right, Alex, let's fix the Cubs right now.
Now, Todd, you'll have a better answer to this than I will because you watch them much more than I do. I try as much as I can. But I don't think they could go wrong with a guy like Mookie Betts. Playing the outfield, hits for a high average, has a high on-base percentage, has power. You can bat him all over the lineup. And I feel like if they had another consistent hitter in that lineup, their offense would be much more consistent than it has been the last couple of years. So I know they need some starting pitching help right now, it seems at least, with the way that Yu Darvish and to a lesser extent Jose Quintana is pitching, but couldn't go wrong with Mookie Betts.
Well, that's a fantasy baseball answer, but I have a real-life answer, and I was a little disappointed by this because I came across it on Bleacher Nation today, and I thought, man, I wanted to be the guy that thought outside the box on how to fix the Cubs, and then, of course, there's an article out there about it, but the Cubs actually have a guy in AAA right now that I think they could bring up and sort of address some of the woes, and that's Chris Giménez. You know, you're scratching your head going, how's a backup catcher going to solve the Cubs' problems? It's not exactly like he's even David Ross at this point in his career. But Yu Darvish has said that Chris Giménez is his favorite catcher that he has ever thrown to. And so when you start talking about a pitcher who's struggling, nobody knows pitchers better than the guys who work with them and catch them every day. So Chris Giménez, who caught Yu Darvish in Texas, I think is an opportunity to bring him up and maybe let him work with Darvish a little bit to try to get him to make some changes or get back to his old self. I still don't think he's going to be the guy that we saw in Texas when he first came to the major leagues, but there was that data the other day, Baseball Prospectus, about his release point being several inches lower than where it has been in the past. I don't know who made that change, whether it's Darvish on his own or whether it's something Jim Hickey, the Cubs pitching coach, decided to do, but I think at this point he's a mess. And maybe the best way to get him back on track, because really what is ailing this team right now is the offense. So I understand talking about Darvish and the pitching is not addressing what truly is ailing the Cubs. But if you gave me one shot to fix this team, one area of this team, give Chris Giménez an opportunity to catch every fifth day and work with Yu Darvish.
All right, I'm going to take you guys back to a topic that you've spent some time on already today. I'm wondering if you guys were Brian Ferentz, would you relish the role of Rabble Rouser?
Absolutely. I think that this is a position that has been untapped on this coaching staff since I think somebody pointed out Brett Bielema was the linebackers coach in 2001, I believe. This is what I love about college football. Everybody's so passionate about their own program. The tribalism of college football is so much about we're going to win and we're going to somewhat discreetly rub it in your face. And all the big schools, all of these big-time programs embrace this. And I'm not saying that they're all out there constantly promoting that kind of behavior, but to see it every once in a while and to have a little bit of friendly back and forth banter and sometimes not so friendly back and forth banter, it makes for fun off seasons. And for me, at least, somebody that has to talk on the air during the summer for 3 hours, it gives us a little bit of something to go off of. And I think it's one of the fun aspects of college football. And Iowa has never, at least since I've been here, has not had that type of coach. They've been very close to the vest. They've been very discreet. So when Brian Ferentz is out there taking swipes at other coaches and acknowledging that a media member is, at least the way he perceives it, slighting one of his players, I think it's kind of a breath of fresh air.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think Brian is out there sort of, as I said earlier, the yin to his father's yang, and he wouldn't be doing this if Kirk wasn't at least semi-blessing his media appearances. And I like the opportunity, or I like the idea that they're letting Brian be Brian, and he's able to do and say some of the things, and they're not forcing him inside of a box and making him be bland Iowa offensive coordinator number three. I like He's Brian Ferentz. He always has been. He is who he is. You know what you're getting when you talk to him. Absolutely. If I were him, I would relish that opportunity. Maybe I would choose my spots a little bit differently. Maybe I'd be more democratic. I think if I were Brian Ferentz, I'd like to come on an Eastern Iowa radio station every once in a while and make some controversial statements to get those guys into the headlines and spread the love a little bit. So there's my would ya.
All right. Five quarterbacks were taken in the first round of the NFL draft just a week ago today. So I'm wondering if it were up to you guys, which first-round quarterback would you choose to build your franchise around?
Oh, this is a good one. I'm going to let you go first here.
Okay. I'm not sold on any of them, but there isn't one guy other than Josh Allen. Other than Josh Allen, where I'm convinced that he's going to have a very rough future in the National Football League. I guess I would go with Lamar Jackson because I think that that guy is a generational talent. And he's going to have a full redshirt year to sit behind Joe Flacco. And as long as he can find a way to avoid the big-time hits in the open field, I think that he'll develop into a pretty good passer. The thing that I just don't understand when they're talking about Lamar Jackson is this idea that he can't throw the football, because he very clearly can, and he's able to do it better than a lot, in my opinion, than a lot of the quarterbacks that were drafted in the first round, including Wyoming's Josh Allen. So I want him on my team just based on the fact of what he can do between the lines, and he's played in a pretty sophisticated system in college, so the learning curve isn't going to be huge, and he'll have a year to figure it out. So I love Lamar Jackson.
You like Lamar Jackson, and I think that's going to go down as one of the steals of the draft with the Ravens coming up to get him. But I'm going to take the easy way out here. I'm going to say Baker Mayfield, because despite everything that we heard in the lead up to the draft, it turns out that when the New York Jets made that trade up to number 3, Baker Mayfield's the guy that they wanted. The Browns wanted Baker Mayfield. They took him 1 overall because they knew they weren't going to get him at 4. And believing, if you read other things out there, there were plenty of other teams that would have loved to have come up to number 4 if Cleveland wanted to trade that pick. But they only wanted the 4th pick if they thought they were going to get a shot at Baker Mayfield. If he were 3 inches taller, he'd be getting way more buzz than he is. I kind of like the fact that he emulates Brett Favre so much. I think that's an immensely high standard to set for yourself, and I think he's going to have a hard time having a fraction of the career that Brett Favre did. But at that position in that league, you've got to have some bravado. So you know what? It's ballsy. I like it.
All right, my last question for you guys today is, I don't know if you guys saw the beef between Draymond Green and Charles Barkley. I'm sure you probably did. I'm wondering, if you were Charles Barkley, would you apologize for saying on national television that you wanted to punch Draymond Green in the face?
No.
I like beef, by the way. That's good. I can smell some of it here at Mulligan's. I don't know what we're cooking, but it smells good.
You know what you're going to get with Charles Barkley. He's honest, and that's what he is. And he's said a lot of things that could be taken as offensive, but after the way that Draymond Green has acted during his career and continues to act on a basketball court like a petulant child, absolutely not. I love the fact that I would do exactly what he did, apologize and not actually apologize. The best apology / non-apology that I've seen in a while. I like that.
If I'm Charles Barkley, I don't apologize. We talked about this yesterday on the show, the PC culture, and got to play it down the middle of the fairway, which, if you know anything about Charles Barkley's golf game, you know it's almost impossible for him to do with that hitch that he's got in that swing. But no, I don't apologize. Charles Barkley's job is to go on TV and say what's on his mind. They don't employ him because he's boring. They employ people like me because we're boring. Charles Barkley has a job because he's Charles Barkley. So I ain't apologizing if I'm Charles. And that is Woodja, 553. We will step aside. And when we come back to Mulligan's on Old Marion Road. We're going to have a big board update for you. LowTUSA.com and Mentality, a website to go learn more about the Men's Health Clinic that's located in North Liberty. What they specialize in at Mentality is treating men for low testosterone. Now, if that sounds like something that you say, there's no possible way I could be suffering from low testosterone, let me ask you a couple questions. Do you find yourself sometimes being a little forgetful around the house? Maybe you can't remember where you left your keys. Maybe you were going to do something. You told your wife you were going to do something and you didn't. Okay, I'll let you answer that one. Do you find that maybe you're having a little bit more difficult time eating whatever you want and keeping the weight off? All of a sudden, you're starting to carry 5 extra 10 pounds around your midsection. Go ahead and answer that question. Third one's a little bit more personal. Do you find yourself maybe not quite having the same energy that you used to when you were, say, in your 20s in the bedroom? I'll let you answer that one in private. And if you said yes to any of those things, those are all warning signs you could be dealing with low testosterone. That's where Mentality steps in. They've got over a 90% success rate at treating men for low testosterone. They give you a blood test. They can tell you whether or not you got low testosterone and maybe even some other things that could be affecting your health. LowTUSA.com. Go there to learn more about Mentality.
No matter what kind of day you're having, make it better at Mulligan's. Stop in with your friends for happy hour every Monday through Friday from 3 to 6. Take a break with their lunch specials. And when Iowa gifts us with great weather, take advantage of it on their big outdoor patio. Don't miss live music at Mulligan's, too. Keep an eye on their Facebook page to see who's performing next. Mulligan's Pub, 1060 Old Marion Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids. At Mulligan's, you always get a shot at a better day.
Back to the Todd Bromelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Never heard of.
I'm not surprised. More people watch the fish tank at Leo's pet store.
Well, people know Mulligan's. It is still busy here as happy hour is winding to a close. $2 tall boys among the many specials. And then it is half price wings. Remember last time we were here?
I do.
Tyler was back in
town.
He
was.
And Tyler loves him some half price wings. He was a big fan of the wings here at Mulligan's. That is all sort of an appetizer, if you will, literally and figuratively, for what we've got on tap for you at 7 o'clock tonight. Somebody is going to win the final two spots on our KGYM bus trip to Wrigley Field to see the Cubs and the White Sox. A $300 value. We leave next Saturday morning. We go to the game in Wrigley Field. We stop at the DeKalb Oasis. You're back in Cedar Rapids probably before 11 o'clock. I don't want to make any promises. I haven't seen the itinerary yet, and you know baseball games can last 4 or 5 hours. Games can last 2.5 hours. That's what's on tap for you tonight if you join us here at Mulligan's. You do need to be present in order to win. You know what we need to do right now? Of course you do, Alex. You're no stranger to this. You've got to send it back to the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Alex has another big board.
Iowa offensive coordinator Brian Ferentz made an appearance on KXNO last night. He says he's going to be coaching from the sideline next season as opposed to from the booth because he feels he's better closer to the action and he thinks he's a better coach down on the field. He also took a swipe at the Ohio State local media for what he felt was a slight to quarterback Nate Stanley, excluding him from a proposed top 8 quarterbacks in the Big Ten. Ferentz said he knows, quote, "the world's not real big outside of Columbus." Former Hawkeye draftees are starting to get their numbers for their new teams. James Daniels will be number 68 for the Bears. Josh Jackson, number 37 for the Packers. The pairings for the 2018 MVC Mountain West Challenge were announced today. Ben Jacobson and the UNI basketball team will be on the road at Utah State on Wednesday, November 28th. Drake will be hosting Boise State on Tuesday, November 27th. And if you're curious, Loyola Chicago hosts Nevada also on that Tuesday. The Colonels got through 6 innings before the storm hit Cedar Rapids last night, but that's long enough to make their 5-0 victory official. Tyler Watson started and used the abbreviated game to get his first professional complete game, giving up just 3 hits over 5 1/3, and Gene Carlos Arias went 3-for-3 with 2 RBI. Bailey Ober gets the start as the Colonels go for the sweep tonight at 6:35. And after our show, we're going to have Jake Odorizzi and the Twins taking on the White Sox in Chicago, beginning at 7:10 on 107.5 FM The North, Jim.
All right, hard to believe, but we've got 2 hours behind us and a great 60 minutes in front of us. Jesse Rogers of ESPN 1000 in Chicago, and a little horse racing talk, the 144th running of the Kentucky Derby on tap for you tonight with Ed DeRosa from TwinSpires.com. Back after this.
Mom has her own special place in your heart, and Mother's Day is the perfect time to find the Pandora gifts that celebrate everything she is at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Let Jared's experts help you mix and match to create the perfect gift for mom. And right now, you can get a free Jared-exclusive Pandora piece or jewelry case with your Pandora purchase of $125 or more. Exclusive gifts from Pandora. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See store and jared.com for details.
Let's talk about Trenton. Not Trenton, New Jersey, but Trenton the truck driver. Actually, Trenton the former truck driver. I say former because in July, Trenton started class at My Computer Career. 4 months later, and Trenton has already started his IT career. How long will it take you? Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as